Welcome to the Power of Your Mind podcast. I'm Victoria Gallagher, your host. Have you been attempting to use law of attraction or hypnosis to attract financial abundance, a soulmate, or career success? Would you like to be happy, motivated, and successful, have better health, enjoy more fulfilling relationships, overcome struggle and gain mastery over your life? Then join me on this amazing self-help podcast where you'll unleash the power of your mind. I'll be sharing 20 years of wisdom and techniques of hypnotherapy, law of attraction, visualization, meditation, personal growth, positive affirmations, and other effective methods to help you tap into the great power which resides in your mind and become the best version of yourself. Well, hello and welcome to the Power of Your Mind podcast. I'm Victoria Gallagher, your host, and I'm here to inspire you and to help you to tap into the power of your mind by helping you to understand things like law of attraction, manifestation, hypnosis, how to make affirmations that work, meditation, and all kinds of other powerful tools that are all designed to rewire your mindset and move you toward success. Each week, whether it's just me or I invite powerful and amazing guests on our show, we talk about proven strategies and approaches to empower you to manifest your dreams, achieve your highest potential. So tune in every week and get inspired. Today, you are listening to episode number 325, which is all about living, loving, and evolution with Jennifer Neville. Now, just before we dive into that, I want to remind you all to subscribe to the Power of Your Mind podcast on your favorite platform so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to support our podcast by subscribing to the Believe Hypnosis app. If you're new to this show, new to me, just a quick introduction. I am Victoria Gallagher, bestselling author of Practical Law of Attraction, several other books, more books that I'm also working on. I've been a hypnotherapist for the past 25 years and a digital and course creator, inspirational speaker, entrepreneur. I specialize in helping business people to use the power of their mind to manifest success using practical strategies, including the law of attraction. And so let's just get into today's episode. Like I said, I have a very special guest with me, Neville. Oh my God. What's so funny is that the last two YouTubes I put out were a two-part series on some of the Neville Goddard techniques. And it's not something I talk about very often, but, you know, just recently, I just so happened to be doing that. And, you know, I talk a little bit about law of assumption. I have law of assumption stuff in my app. And Jennifer's last name just happens to be Neville. And she talks about law of assumption and all kinds of Neville types of teachings. So it's really funny. But besides that, Neville or Jennifer, I just keep saying Neville. I don't know. Jennifer she's a professional golfer who reinvented herself as a successful author. That's really interesting. We'll have to kind of dive into your backstory there a little bit. She's a YouTuber. She's a certified clinical hypnotherapist. She's a mindset coach. We're also going to introduce her TikTok channel to you as well. TikTok, is it a channel? What do we call these? Anyway, she has a passion also for helping other people to align with their true purpose and manifest their dreams. She is deeply committed to guiding people through uncovering their limiting beliefs, healing trauma, and ultimately stepping into their most successful selves. So welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me. It's okay. It would be an honor to be even compared to him. So
yes, he was an amazing, inspirational teacher, back in the in those days, and people are still learning from, leaving a legacy like that. That is definitely something that I aspire to. I'm sure you do too.
Yes, of course. And he's just like to think about back in when he was doing all of this stuff, it was so out there and ahead of its time. Like now I feel like some of those topics are way more normalized, whereas like I can only imagine when he was like discussing these things, how people were reacting to him.
That's a really good point. I mean, even to this day, just topics like law of attraction and hypnosis, people still look at me like I have several heads when I tell them that's what I do. And they're like, is that really, does that really work? I mean, how many times do you get asked that? Does it really work?
So many times, and the way that I, because I always love Neville Goddard, and I'll tell people that I meet, I'll be like, oh, Neville Goddard said this, and they'll be like, oh, should I read Neville Goddard? I'm like, no, you're not ready. Start with like Dr. Joseph Murphy, or start with Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joseph Murphy, and then you can like ease into Neville Goddard, because he adds in like that esoteric element that I personally love, but I think like you have to kind of build up to him.
I absolutely agree with that. I think you have to start with, well, that's why I wrote the book Practical Law of Attraction.
Yes, I love
You
that.
have to start with something practical so that you can really understand the practicality and how it all works, because so many people, they think this is all magic. And it doesn't work like that. You're gonna share your story and everything. Before I have you dive into telling about your story, I just want to tell the audience a few ways that they can get in touch with you. One is through your Live Zen with Jen website. So that's livezenwithjen.com. And they can also reach you. And I want to ask you a little bit, do you also do tarot? Is that part of your.
So I was do when I had, because as you mentioned, I played professional golf, and after I played golf, I was always into like spiritual and esoteric stuff. I studied astrology and I read tarot, and that was kind of my segue into the online space, because I had created a tarot channel and it blew up, and I was able to offer insights and people really enjoyed them. And then the more I got into the hardcore manifestation content, because I, like I said, I think Neville Goddard is like the when you're like capping out, you're like at the hardcore level when you are in the realm of Neville Goddard. And I feel like once I transitioned into that law of assumption, I just posted a video on my YouTube that was like why I ditched tarot for the law of assumption. So I don't, that's not my preferred modality anymore, but I have like it's fun. I have fun with it. But yeah, if they go to my YouTube channel, they will find tarot readings, but we're segueing into more long form manifestation content.
Got it. Okay. Well, it's just because of the name of your channel still includes. So it's Little Girl Lost Tarot is the YouTube, and then you also have a TikTok, which is the Country Club Witch, and I'd love to hear a little bit more about that. And then tell us too about your book.
So the kind of like all these different names, honestly, and here's like my advice for anybody who's afraid of starting a wants to start social media but is afraid. I always started under aliases, and then I just block all my contacts. And so with the Little Girl Lost Tarot, it was funny because I was like, well, nobody will ever find me. And the more that I grew, the more I realized, like, oh no, I'm gonna have to tell people that I do this. And when I went to start my TikTok, I sort of did the same thing. I kind of wanted to start from scratch. I didn't want to be associated with the tarot. And I just always liked that. And I have, like, some things, some projects in the works that I'm using the Country Club Witch for. But it's like, my background in golf and then the like witchy side and the manifestation and the spiritual stuff. I just always liked that, like
You
the
are a
Country Club Witch.
multi-talented, multifaceted woman. I can so relate to that. Like I have started some, in 25 years, I've started so many projects and I have so many websites out there and so many handles and so many pages and groups and it's enough to make your head spin.
I think it's like the curse of being like the curse of the creative. It's like there's so many unfinished projects that I have that one day they'll get finished, but for now, they're just there.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, today, Jennifer is going to be sharing with us the power of what you say, the way you think, and how you can shift your focus. We're going to dive into the remind method and how it can help you to live your life. And she's going to share her journey to finding hypnotherapy. How she's used it to transform the lives of people that she's worked with. And, from a very different career start, Jennifer embodies what it means to change and shift from the inside out. So, once again, welcome.
Yes, thank you so much.
So, let's just start with your story. Like, how did you even get into hypnotherapy?
So I had, when I was playing golf in college, I had actually met a coach who was a hypnotherapist. I was always into like the sports psychology aspect of it, and I would follow all these like sports psychology. Well, we didn't have social media back then, so my dad and I would travel to tournaments, and we'd have Dr. Bob Rotella. He's the sports, like the big golf sports psychologist. And we'd listen to his CDs on replay on the way to our tournaments or anytime we were going to on like a road trip. And I just had this fascination with the subconscious mind. And I developed that really early on. So when I learned about hypnotherapy, it was like, yeah, this makes so much sense to me. And I was already meditating and doing all this like subconscious reprogramming or working with my subconscious mind in regards to golf, because it's such a mental sport that when I quit golf and I was doing kind of having to like restructure my identity and find out like who am I if I'm not Jen the golfer, I sort of stumbled into this hypnotherapist's office. Don't ask me how.
You stumbled
And
in and just
I really did. It was like I stumbled in. I was there. It was like she owns a med spa and I was there getting like a facial or something. And then it said life coaching. And I was like, I could use some life coaching right now. And she's like, well, come up for my th a 30-minute consultation free. And then next thing I know, like I'm two sessions of hypnotherapy in and my life is like totally transformed. So from there on, I was like, I swear by hypnotherapy. And once I started getting into coaching and doing all of this stuff, I kind of had the moment of like, why am I not a hypnotherapist? Like, why don't I go to the school and the training? So I went to get my certifications. It was like a year-long process, but I mean, you change and transform so much alone in the training that I feel like I benefited and up-leveled and just learned so much more about myself and about how the mind works that it's I just really, I'm like my number one testimonial for the power of hypnosis.
Yeah, that's awesome. Where did you get your training, by the way?
The International Institute of Hypnotherapy, it's like the Anahat, but I think it was at one point the Florida Institute, but now I think it's the International Institute of Hypnotherapy.
Cool. Okay. All right. So, wow. Well, what, and you kind of like left one little open loop there about the golfing. So, what was it that made you quit that? Like, why did, like, I've never heard of anybody just quitting golf.
All right, so basically I walked away from golf. I played for 4 years on tour, and it was consisting of traveling, being in a different city every week, and financially it was really difficult, and it just got to a point where I had to be honest with myself of, am I completely happy? And I kept telling myself at the same time, like, oh, once you make X amount of dollars, you'll be happy. Or once you get to this level, we'll be happy. Just keep pushing. And then I kind of had this realization of like, no, I have to choose to be happy. And then everything else is going to fall into place. And then that forced me to confront the reality of like, maybe this isn't what makes me happy. It's just what I've always known. So it was sort of having to kind of confront that and be like, okay, it's time for like a new chapter. I'd played golf for 17 years competitively. So when I say I quit golf, it was like I quit playing competitively.
That is such a realization that I think, you have to arrive at on your own. Everyone must get there at some point. And I think we all have this illusion at some point where, like, oh, this thing needs to happen in order to make me happy, whether it's the money, whether it's the relationship, whether it's the job, or whether it's getting into the best shape or whatever it is. There's just always like that. That realization. Oh, my husband like just texted me just out of the blue. I love you very much.
Oh, that's so sweet.
With these all these emojis. So
Oh.
anyway, but even if you don't have that, doesn't mean you can't be happy. Because the right one is right around the corner, just like
Yeah.
he was for me. But so that was a really brave move, that you made to walk away from something after 17 years that you've always known and to question that. And so I want to kind of dive a little bit deeper with you into, this whole reminding and talking about the subconscious mind. I love talking about the subconscious mind too, of course. So, talk a little bit about this, the reminding process and reminding method. Here's a couple recent reviews from my HypnoCloud app. This is by far, hands down, the best spiritualist app I've come across. The voice on this program is very soothing and believable. This is the most genuine meditation and relaxing session I've heard in a long time. HypnoCloud gives you access to over 500 hypnosis sessions. It keeps track of your streaks and it lets you set reminders and more. I became a hypnotherapist in 1999 and I immediately started selling my audio recordings on my website. I love creating these beautiful recordings for you, which is why I have made them more affordable than ever by putting them all on this amazing app. Right now, you can access 12 of my programs for free. When you download HypnoCloud, these sessions are already unlocked for you. Just download HypnoCloud, let these sessions help you to reprogram your subconscious mind and change your life for the better today.
So basically, obviously, this method is rooted in a little bit of hypnotherapy. It's based off of like an intake process where you are essentially tackling the issue. What is the main issue that the client's coming in with, or what is this issue? I like to tie it into manifestation. So if I were manifesting something into my life, or I'm dealing with a situation like in a relationship where there's something that's triggering me, I'll take that. That's my issue. And then I get really clear on like, what are the feelings that are associated with this issue? So every time I ask myself, okay, when I think about this issue, it makes me feel so. And then I get clear on what the feelings are. And then from the feelings, which is amazing to like witness with a client as well, is watching them get into their body, into their feeling state. Because I think a lot of people have a really hard time doing that. Because even when I'm working with clients and they're like, it makes me feel angry. And then it's like digging a little bit deeper because I'm like, okay, but what is it? What is that? Why are you angry? Like, what is it making you feel? And then from there, it's getting the beliefs. Like, once I have the feelings, I can plug that in and be like, it makes me feel so sad, which makes me feel like I am. And then once I can kind of get clear on what the beliefs are, that can help me access either a time in my life where I felt this way or a relationship from my childhood. So it's essentially like a broken down version of like regression therapy, where you're just getting really clear on like, when else did I feel like this? And then going in and revising those situations, whether it's talking to your inner child, talking to your inner parent, healing whatever that is, or like looking at it from the perspective of now I'm this adult who has life experience. Why is that story that I told myself as a child not true now? And how can I revise this current situation that I'm experiencing as well, you know?
Absolutely. What are some typical scenarios that people come to you that they're dealing with that they might use this, that you might use this remind method on?
So I use it for everything. Like any, you can use this method on anything, but I do get a lot of clients who are dealing with love and relationships. So a lot of times it can even be like I'm going through a divorce and my ex-spouse is with somebody new and it's like really triggering me having them around the kids. And then it's getting kind of clear on what are those beliefs that are there? What's the story? What's the story? Well, the story is that I'm not being chosen, that I'm forgotten, that I'm this, I'm like all of these things. And then it's like getting clear on like, when else have you felt this way before? Now that you're in this emotion, because then I'll kind of get them into their body by being like, where does this show up in your body? And then once I can feel that they're present in that space, it's very easy to take them where they need to go without even putting them into hypnosis. It's just a matter of like, when else have you felt like this? And then it'll kind of be right there already, you know?
So you do a lot of this work without taking them into trance. You mo Is this all kind of at the sub at the conscious mind? You just get them to feel the emotions, which essentially, if you think about it, emotions are like a trance.
Our trance, yeah. So no, most of the time, like my first sessions, I've kind of simplified it just because you can get further faster. But there are some clients that I realize like they're not going to be as easy and they have to go into trance. But the ones that I can kind of get them in when that emotion is so present, for me, it's like that's right there. I don't need to really take you into trance, which I think is cool, but they still think they've gone into it, which is the funny part, because afterwards, when we've done kind of like inner conversations and like I still take them through a process, then at the end I'm like, well, how was that for you? And they're like, that was so intense. I was like, you weren't even hypnotized. And they're like, what? And so it's kind of funny. So it's just, I think it's like a client to client basis when I'm working one on one. But I still think this method is so powerful. Like I use it on a weekly basis for myself. Whenever something's bothering me, I will use this method just to be like, why is this bothering me so much? What's the story I'm creating here?
You know what? What you said was so brilliant. I just want to repeat it and I want say something else about it. You said that they didn't they thought that they were hypnotized and you're telling them you weren't even hypnotized, which is like the opposite of a lot of times when you put somebody into hypnosis, they're all caught up in, am I really hypnotized? I don't feel like I'm hypnotized. And they come out. And so this really is a brilliant way of hypnotizing someone, because essentially they are, because
Yeah,
the
they
emotions
are.
are trance, but they're not worried about how deep am I? Am I accepting these suggestions? Blah, blah, blah. So I just
Yeah.
really wanted to highlight that because I think that's pretty brilliant.
Well, I know, and I would get in some, like, if I was in the school protocol, they would, that's like a big no-no. You're never supposed to do, you're supposed to always build belief, right? But I think also then it kind of makes it more powerful for them when I actually do the hypnosis, because say that's session one, and then it almost kind of builds this expectation for them too of like, oh, now for that second session when we actually do the hypnosis, I know it's going to be so powerful because that was so powerful.
Yes. So you're really preparing them and opening up their mind to what's possible. And
Yeah.
then, so you go through this remind method. Now, is the remind method just exactly what you explained, or is there more to it? Like you said, that you go on to more sessions. So, what happens once you have found the root of the problem? And I also want to, before we after we talk about that, I want to talk to you a little bit about these subconscious limiting beliefs, how they might hold us back, but let's finish.
Yeah, so for me, and this is kind of why I like simplifying that process because it gives me more time to actually help them process and to come up with a strategy and a plan, because that's the thing that I feel is missing from a lot of the hypnotherapy sessions that I've taken has just been like, you know, of course you've learned the protocol and then I think what differentiates like somebody who just knows the protocol from somebody who's like a great hypnotherapist is somebody who's also got that kind of coaching ability. And I've been to hypnotherapists that it's like, okay, yeah,
We're
that was
done.
that, and we're done. And I'm like, whoa, I did not get any resolution there, you know? And now I'm kind of, which that is still even, I have to clarify that even that's still powerful because I've opened the pathways in my subconscious. So, like, the answer will still come to me, but I just know how helpful it can be for someone to have that element of like talk therapy too. So, that's where the kind of coaching comes in of once we get clear on your limiting beliefs, and then it's like, okay. I'm not worthy. Is that true? And then, like, taking them through this process of, okay, so what is true? What would you rather believe? Well, I am worthy. I'm, and they'll come up with their own stuff. Like, that's where you get their language. And okay, so from this place of worthiness, you are not success. I'm not successful. Is that true? No. And then, like, as you build up, like, once you get all these new beliefs, okay, from this place of worthiness, from this place of I am successful, what is the, how can you interact with that problem that you have, that problem that you came in with? And then it kind of goes into like, okay, what can you do? Giving homework, like, what can you do on a daily basis? That's going to reiterate the belief of I am worthy. Like, what simple actions can you do for yourself to show yourself that you're worthy, you know?
Absolutely. What are some examples of some actions that that people end up taking each day to reinforce those worthy beliefs?
Worthy beliefs, I think, are even just showing up for yourself. Like for me, that's something that I'm working on right now, like worthiness to allow more into my life. And I will kind of, my personal thing right now is like discipline. I'm worthy of being disciplined with myself. I'm worthy of making the effort for myself. So going out on my walk and listening to my worthiness affirmations. That action alone is like me showing myself I'm worthy of hearing nice things. Me going and being active or going to do something that I enjoy, like sit at a coffee shop and be present with myself. Like, I'm worthy of those things. I think it's more of the intention. And that's what I tell people. It's like, your intention is so powerful. So I can sit in front of the TV and it can be mindless and it can be routine. But if I have like a nighttime ritual where I watch a movie or watch my show and I make it like an intentional practice, those are these little micro things that just help you live a more fulfilled life, I think.
I love it. Yeah. You're not sitting there just feeling guilty for doing something, but you planned it in. You've intended that this is for this purpose. This is to show myself the act of grace or the act of relaxing or the act of just, you know, tuning into something I really enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So taking us back before we even, you know, break these limits, these beliefs that we have about ourselves and our mind, why do we even need to do that? Like, what is it that these beliefs, you know, that we have, what are the consequences that we are dealing with when we don't deal with these?
So your beliefs are what create and shape your reality. And it's like the lens in which we view our reality. So if I'm viewing my reality from a lens of I am not worthy, then naturally how our subconscious works is that it's going to seek out validation for that. It's going to create experiences that validate that belief. And then I'm going to go out and I'm going to do things and I'm going to remind myself every single day, like, see, you're not worthy. You're not worthy. Like, I'm not worthy. It's just going to create that reality. And normally that's tethered to whatever it is that the problem is that they come in with. So say it is relationships and you're operating off of, oh, I'm not worthy spectrum, you're going to naturally seek out people, places, and things that remind you that belief. And then it's going to kind of all be this like self-fulfilling prophecy. Whereas if I were to operate from a base belief of I am worthy, I am deserving, I am enough, all of these things, then that's the lens through which I'm going to start experiencing reality. Those are the experiences that I'm going to not only create, but seek out to validate that, oh, I'm worthy. I'm so worthy. And the universe is constantly reminding me of how worthy I am.
I love it. I love it. It's so true. I mean, people don't realize how much of an impact their subconscious mind is having on all these beliefs. And, you know, they just kind of, you know, think that all these things are coincidence, that, you know, that all these things are happening, but it's all created. It's all created from right within our own minds. And we just reinforce it and we see through these filters. And so you help them to discover through this emotional reminding process, the method, you know, you help them to change that. And I think that's beautiful. How quickly does it usually happen for people?
So here's the thing. As soon as you expose, this is what I say all the time. You'll see many, many videos of me talking about this. It kind of goes along the thing of like, change your thoughts, change your life. If our thoughts create our reality, our current reality that we're seeing right now is made up of our past thoughts and beliefs. So that's, if we keep feeding this current reality, these current beliefs, that's, we're just going to create more of the same. But the minute you expose those thoughts and beliefs and you realize like, huh, that's the minute that things start to change, and they might change. It depends on how committed you are. There is like a time delay in the 3D, but it does change instantly. Your new reality is changing. And I always use it in context of like, you know, one week I got really sick, and that week I let my apartment become so messy. And then I kept, once I got better, I was looking around my apartment like, oh my gosh, my apartment's so messy. I need to clean my apartment. I need to clean my apartment. And it took me 2 weeks, but I finally cleaned my apartment. But the way that I say it, I'm like, the person who got the messy apartment was not the same person who cleaned the apartment. So by the time I already shifted into, I need to clean my apartment, I was already creating a new reality in which ultimately my apartment's going to be clean.
Right. You know, I call that little in-between state, like where you're still kind of dealing with the consequences from your past reality, and you've already created the new reality, but you have to hold it. You have to keep committed to that. Because, you know, if you look over there at the person who created it and you say, oh, I'm that person, then you'll go right back to that person. But you have to keep strong, and you have to keep, you know, it's like a, I call it like a vibrational purgatory, where you're sort of like, okay, I still, you know, have the consequences of my past that are playing out, but I have already created the future, my new future. I just have to kind of like, you know, I just have to continue to look away. And do you have any, because I know what I do, but what do to help people to look away from
I have those little, like, that's why I do the homework. I'll have them do homework for themselves, like little actions, because sometimes it can be. So, like, if somebody is wanting to feel power, or like, I am powerful, like, because a lot of people have, like, I'm powerless. Okay. So, what's going to make you feel powerful? And then I have these little kind of presence things that keep me present throughout that time, present with myself, and like just reminding me that, like, oh, this is all changing, anyways. It's all going away, anyways. I love that word, vibrational purgatory. I'm gonna start using that now for myself. I'm gonna remind myself that this is vibrational purgatory. But you're so right. Like, it's so easy for us to revert back to the old because that's what we're seeing. But that's why I will kind of come up with like some kind of presence thing. And I know that, like, especially like for the last 2 weeks, I've been eating super unhealthy and now I'm getting back into healthy eating. So I know that. For my routine, I need to include like being really present with myself, which means like going to the park and having my lunch or doing these little activities throughout my day just to like feel that kind of reward system or that I like on TikTok now, the trend is the dopamine menu, creating a dopamine menu. That's not the old dopamine menu. The unhealthy dopamine menu.
Right, the new one. You know, that's such a great analogy for what we are manifesting is our own physical body. I really like using my physical body too as an example of that because you know, over this last year, I have made some choices that had me overweight. And so, but right now, over the last 2 weeks, I have been spot on creating the new body that I will have in 90 days. Right. And, you know, and that's a like a physical representation of that other, you know, the other consequences that we have, you know, the negative feelings or that, you know, the old vibration still kind of existing in our current reality. Well, like it's true in our physical body, it's true in our physical world, it's true all, you know, with everything. But I think the physical body, you know, it's just one of those things that I think, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I just have way more control over my physical body than I do over all those other things out there that I'm working to manifest. But it works really the same way.
It does. And I think that I love that. The like, I manifest my future body in 90 days, even. But that's where that worthiness part comes up. And that's kind of what I was saying about like right now for me, worthiness is showing up in discipline and being like, I'm worthy of showing up for myself. I'm worthy of making the effort for that 30-day me, that did me that's 30 days away type of thing. Like showing up for her today. And that kind of, you can get deep down the rabbit hole with that's like what it is to live in the end state of like, I'm in that body now.
Absolutely. When you can really feel that end state, you're just going to be much more likely to take those actions because you are that person that takes those actions.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so you opened up a new location in your practice in Tampa, Florida, and you're hosting 3-day sessions there. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
So actually, this month I just lost the place, unfortunately. I know.
Oh no.
So it was like a whole thing, but I still can rent out spots. But yeah, doing the 3-day, I host retreats. So I have a retreat in Joshua Tree in the first week of October, where we'll be
Oh.
doing kind of like the remind methods, some breath work, as well as nervous system regulation, doing the sauna cold plunge, like expansive, I call it like expansive therapy. Because I know the cold plunge has so many good physical benefits, but I use it for manifesting expansion, because like sitting through discomfort, learning how to sit through that discomfort with ourselves and getting familiar with ourselves in the discomfort is so crucial to manifesting. So I host retreats like that, but like the 3 days, because I have so many online people, it's essentially, giving them the opportunity to come in and do like that intensive, like full throttle transformation versus, delaying it over time.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great. That sounds like just a, intense type of experience. So you do you take people through like hot and like cold, like, well, it's the cold plunge and
Hot,
then
yeah, the hot and cold therapy, the
okay. What do you do
sauna,
with
and
that hot?
then,
Oh, the hot sauna. Okay. Is it like the infrared sauna?
the infrared. And it's just like, some people have a easier time in the cold plunge than they do in the sauna. Personally, I'm a better cold or sauna person than I am like being in the cold. But I also think it's nice, and I like incorporating that into the retreat thing, because it's like there's nothing that bonds you to people quite like mutual suffering.
How long do I've never done one of these cold. I love hot therapy. I absolutely, as a matter of fact, I go to Hot Works.
Okay,
I
I
don't know.
used to go to Hot Works.
Oh, you did? Okay. So I love that. And the problem is it's like 30 minutes away from my house, the closest one. So it's just getting there. If it was like 5 minutes down the street, I'd be there like every day. But the cold thing I have not
Oh yeah,
done.
you gotta do it. It's horrible. It's torture, but it's so good. It's 'cause, I love the hot therapy. I love like doing the hot works. I was the same as you, 30 minutes away. So I kind of let that membership go, but I lost so much weight doing that as well. But I think that like, there's so much in the sauna to the cold plunge, especially when it's being led by somebody and you're doing gratitude and presence practices and the breath work and kind of, taking on that approach of really targeting how we deal with discomfort.
I think again, it's just another example of how we can use the physical body
Yeah, I
as a
totally agree.
vehicle to help us to really get in touch with how to release the, how to like just be here now and be present and allow. And yeah, there's a lot to what you're doing. I really think your strategies are brilliant. And you know, with dealing with how you get people into that trance with the emotions, and how you also take people through these pain and pleasure processes in your retreats. Yeah. So, I mean, I really admire what you're doing, and I really would love for more people to learn more about what you do. So tell us about your free manifestation amplifier meditation, which I'm sure is an entryway to find out so much more about all your brilliance.
Yes. So you can find my manifestation amplifier in the link in my bio on TikTok or on my Instagram, both at Jennifer and Neville and at the Country Club Witch. But essentially, it's kind of more targeting, and like, they're not necessarily gimmicky stuff. I put gimmicky titles on them, but they're really targeting what I know manifests, which is focusing on gratitude and abundance. So you're programming yourself with that feel good energy, which is essentially going to attract more. So definitely check that out. It's a great way to start your day. And absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Feeling good is such the key to manifesting, and it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been through these tough times, every single one of us. It's a journey. I go through it. I'm sure you've gone through it. And, you know, it's a journey. And so I think it's so important to do this meditation to help amplify your manifestations by helping you to feel better.
Yes.
So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you, guests, for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Power of Your Mind podcast. We will see you next time. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your friends and be sure to subscribe to the Power of Your Mind podcast. Get all my manifesting tips by following me on the following social media channels: TikTok at Eloway Hypnotist, YouTube at Hip Talk, Instagram at Victoria M. Gallagher, Clubhouse at LOA Hypnotist, Twitter at LOA Hypnotist, Facebook Victoria Marie Gallagher. Grab a copy of Practical Law of Attraction at Amazon.com and download my free HypnoCloud app on Google Play or iTunes. Finally, be sure to leave a rating and a review to let us know how you're enjoying these episodes, and that way you are making a contribution toward others getting to hear this valuable information. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.